Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It is every day. I love this. This is just the brightest spot of my day. Every day is the opportunity to talk to you about the things that I love to talk about. And that's the right to keep and bear arms, the right to self-defense, your God-given right to defend your life and that of your loved ones and any other innocent bloke who might be harmed by a worthless animal criminal who is wasting air. It happens thousands of times a day. Good law-abiding armed Americans defend themselves with firearms and their loved ones and innocent bystanders every single day. Coming up later on the program, Jennifer Cruz from Guns.com will be here. We like her segments. I hope you enjoy them. You're going to hear them regularly. In fact, you know, Sean, are you there?
Yes.
I just got a great name for regular segments. Jennifer Cruz writes for Guns.com, and she covers self-defense shootings. Mm-hmm. She writes them every day for Guns.com. And her name, we call defensive gun uses, right? DGUs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up soon. And Jennifer's probably listening right now. Jennifer, we're naming the segment for you. Jennifer Cruz's DGUs, baby. Yeah. Jennifer Cruz's DGUs will be coming up after this segment here. I love when listeners engage me. I love when they engage me. I want you to take a listen to the email I got here. And I know he's listening because that's why he engaged me. And it was a great email. Robert sends me this email. Mark, your show Sunday, April 19th was great. At least after the part where you told us you actually paid your hard-earned money to Waffle House. For several weeks prior to the NRA convention, you made a big deal about how no self-respecting NRA member would patronize the Nashville restaurants who post no guns allowed signs. You even had a local gal on air, he's referring to Nikki Gosar, that did recon to list those restaurants. Just because the no-gun sign does not have the force of law in Florida, and the letter writer meant Georgia, where I am located, is no reason to give those restaurant owners your money. Don't you know a share of their profits goes to Moms and the other Bloomberg organizations? You roll by Sean Penn, why not start rolling by Waffle House like the rest of us self-respecting NRA members do? I assume you also patronized those Nashville restaurants, but I would love to hear what effect those signs actually had on the self-respecting NRA members. Were the no-gun restaurants empty? Did they compromise their principles and remove the signs? Please report on that, unless you already did, in which case, please refer me to the podcast so I can re-listen to it. I am unable to listen to your live shows, so the recorded versions are great. I will make a point of listening this afternoon in case you explain why you patronize a no-gun zone. To end on a positive note, your report on the shot heard around the world brought tears to my eyes. Very timely. Thanks to your listener for sending that in. And thanks for your show. Great to have the information in one place on a daily basis. Just please start walking that walk. No more do as I say, not as I do. I love emails like that. Sean.
Yes.
Because what he is referring to is my Facebook page. I posted a Waffle House. I went to a Waffle House with my kids on Saturday, and I posted a photograph of a Waffle House sign that's up above in the parking lot on the brick wall just below the ceiling, basically, or the roof line. It's not on a door. It's up on the thing. Now, frankly, I had never really paid much attention to that. I'd never really noticed that before. And I'll read you what that sign says in just a second. And then next to that, I posted a photograph as I was walking out of the constant. They have a poster as you exit the Waffle House of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
Mm.
And we do so many radio programs. I'm not sure if I was talking about that on this show or the weekend program. So I do apologize. I think he had mentioned in the letter that it was April 19th.
Yeah, I think it was a Sunday show.
Yeah, so let me answer his second question first. I did not patronize Nashville restaurants that are no gun, nor would I, that posted no gun, nor would I. The Waffle House is a different situation here, allow me to explain, and then you can make up your own mind however you choose. I have never looked at Waffle House as no gun. Their corporate policy is one that if you call their corporate, which I have done, and you ask them, you get the standard response from them that, we would appreciate it if you don't bring guns into our stores. Now, the sign in question that he's talking about, let me find that, is custom. It's a yellow sign in the parking lot, far away from the door. It's off in the parking lot. If you don't park in front of it, You're not going to see it. But it says customer parking only, no loitering in big bold letters, and then in smaller letters below it, alcoholic beverages and firearms are prohibited. Unauthorized or unattended cars will be towed away at owner's expense. Now, when I saw that, I took a photograph of it. I had never really paid much attention to those things. In fact, I don't remember even seeing them before. I know that they're there. I've heard about them and so forth. But here's the deal. Waffle Houses, to me, I've never appeared to think of Waffle Houses as no guns. I have openly carried in Waffle Houses.
Mm-hmm.
I have concealed carry in every Waffle House I've ever been in. I've openly carried in them. In fact, there are Waffle Houses right down the road from me in both directions where open carriers have openly thwarted armed robbery attempts. And there are concealed carriers in Waffle Houses right down the road from me on both sides of me who have used their firearms in a Waffle House to stop armed robberies that were occurring at that time. I have spoken to the manager of this particular Waffle House and got the response, we would not serve you if you didn't have a firearm, or if you did have a firearm and it was openly carried. We're not going to not serve you. Our corporate policy is such that we have to put that sign up outside, but it is not on a door.
Mm.
So I've never thought of Waffle House because I've openly carried in them before, and I've talked to their corporate. Basically, what they do is they play by the rules of the state they're in. Now, these signs have then don't carry any weight of law in the state of Georgia. So maybe my mind is skewed regarding Waffle House. I've never thought of Waffle House locally where I have patronized them as being no gun. But that sign is there. I read it as, and it was explained to me today as a manager, as a parking lot sign to keep loiterers away and so forth. So it's an interesting conversation, and I appreciate the emailer sending me that. I appreciate getting that email. Sean, your thoughts on that? Hey, I do want to say I called Jerry Henry at GeorgiaCarry.org. He's going to come on the program with us tomorrow because, remember, each state is different. Now, what he's saying is it doesn't matter what the state is because the sign doesn't carry the weight of law. Just don't go in there anyway. There are franchises of Waffle House, and there are company-owned stores of Waffle Houses.
Mm-hmm.
This has been an ongoing thing. I've gone back and done some research. As I said, I just really have never thought about it at a Waffle House because, A, the sign doesn't carry the weight of law. It is not posted on a door. You don't see it when you walk in. I mean, you literally got to pull into the parking lot and look up at the ceiling or up towards the roof line to see the thing. I've never really paid any attention to it before. And when I did, I took the photo and posted it up there. So it's a fascinating conversation. Jerry Henry will be here tomorrow to give you his two cents on it. He's in agreement with me. He's eaten in Waffle Houses many, many, many times, openly carried his firearm as I do, or kept it concealed, whichever choice he makes at that particular moment in time. Sean, your thoughts on the subject?
That particular deal, I mean, chances are I wouldn't have seen it anyway. And, you know, I'm kind of torn on that because when other establishment has done that, it has bothered me.
Well, I've always been welcomed in the Waffle Houses carrying a firearm, so it just has never clicked in my head that this is a quote-unquote gun-free zone. Let's move over to Starbucks for just a second, okay? Now, this may be different in another state. It may be different in another city that I don't live in. I don't know. If you know different information, send it to me at AAR Mark. Go ahead and tweet it to me, or at AAR Radio. But the emailer opened my eyes. I'm going to pay a little bit more careful attention to that. Let's move over to Starbucks for a second. Starbucks put that dopey statement out about, you know, asking people to please keep their guns at home. Their stores are not posted. And they're not going to throw you out, and they're not going to ask you to leave if you go in with a firearm. Is that a gun-free zone?
Well, no.
I look at that differently than what the letter writer referred to as what we were talking about here, where you've got the private business, the guy that owns one establishment, not a chain, but one establishment, who puts a sign up, you know, the little triangle plastic thing in front of it says no guns allowed, and it's right there on the door, and it carries the weight of law in Tennessee. I absolutely would not patronize that. I've walked past them dozens of times in many places, not just in Tennessee. So is that hypocritical that I went into that Waffle House? Let me know what you think at AAR Radio, Twitter, or at AAR Mark. Send me over your thoughts, and I'll be more than happy to read them on the air. News out of Tennessee today, too. Protecting workers. Tennessee governor amending guns in parking lots law to protect workers. We'll talk about that in the fourth segment of this program today. In the meantime, Jennifer Cruz is going to come in here, and she's going to tell us about people like you who use your lawfully carried guns to stop people like them from harming you, those who would like to strip you of your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As far as I'm concerned, once they attack you, they give up their right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness at whatever means you have at your disposal.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, you are with me, Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom. It's great to be here with you. Quick note on that Waffle House. I love that conversation. I could do a week's worth of shows on that. I mentioned Starbucks, and I said, is that a gun-free zone? Because the corporate management made that capitulating statement to the Every Towns and Moms Demand Actions, but then refused to put a banned gun sign up on their doors, keeping you from going in. They still follow state law. Essentially, what they did was got those lunatics off their back, is what they did. They said, they made the statement. They got them off their back. Rob Pincus and I enjoyed a nice latte at a Starbucks just a few weeks ago, not too far from me, both of us carrying firearms. That's my way of saying to the anti-gunners, the hell with you. You're never going to beat me down. That's not a gun-free zone, as far as I'm concerned, simply because they made that statement while in the same breath allowing you to come in. I understand what they did politically. I bought my son something at Target today. They made the same type of statement, yet they don't have a sign up banning me from carrying a firearm. And my purchasing that material in there is kind of a thank you for saying, hey, you know what? These cats aren't going to win. Now, if the sign goes up, that's a whole different ballgame. That's an entirely different ballgame. But something about the Waffle House. I love this conversation, man. We could go on and on about this. But Dan Cannon at Guns Save Lives wrote a piece back in July of 2013, Waffle House robbery suspect shot by armed customer in Atlanta, which, of course, is right up the street from me. Quoting, take note, criminals, Waffle Houses aren't soft targets, as it is common knowledge that legal gun carriers enjoy coffee and breakfast food. A would-be armed robber attempted to hold up an Atlanta-area Waffle House over the weekend, but an armed customer turned the tables on him. The customer drew their legally carried weapon and opened fire on the suspect, hitting them at least once. The suspect was taken into custody and on and on and on. Sean, you might remember a number of years ago, back in 2010, mm-hmm. you and I had on two open carriers who made national news mm-hmm. for thwarting an attempted robbery at a Waffle House yep. when the criminals came in and saw that they were openly carrying their guns.
Yep.
So that's pretty much my position on Waffle House. I've just never thought about it in the traditional sense. And I've looked at that sign. I read that sign as stay out of our parking lot. We don't want loitering and all that kind of stuff. But it's a great conversation. Sean, you had a question?
Yes.
Before we go to Jennifer?
I have a quick question. Who's going to be at the USCCA Expo?
Oh, man. If it's okay, can I defer that answer until the fourth segment of this show?
Yeah.
And I can give you the entire rundown. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a whole litany of folks that are going to be there. I will tell you the biggest name will be Sheriff Clark.
Ooh.
Who will be there. You can come walk right up and shake his paw. Totally accessible to everybody that goes. We'll give more information out about that in the fourth segment.
All right.
Right now, I'm going to welcome Jennifer Cruz to the show. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you hear that we're going to name this segment now?
Oh, no.
Jennifer Cruz's DG uses. So it's
that's a nice
time.
Ring to it.
It does. Maybe we can get Sean to put some music together and say, and now it's time for Jennifer Uses, DG uses. All right. A DGU, Jennifer, is what?
It's a defensive gun use. It's just any time that an everyday, ordinary citizen uses a gun in self-defense for him or herself or someone else.
These are fantastic stories. These are great stories. They don't get the national attention that they deserve. Hence why we're here to talk about this. Let's start with some of the links that you sent. The first one, robbery victim to other females. Stay alert. This was posted at guns.com by you on 4/17 just a few days ago. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, this lady, she was, I believe it was in Indianapolis. She was coming home from work late at night. She was in her vehicle, getting out of her car. She was approached by three males. At least one was armed that she knew of. They came to mug her and... what they didn't know is that she had a gun too. So they just came to the window and told her, be quiet, give us your money or whatever. And she grabbed her gun that she had in the front of her car and turned around and shot one of the guys, hit him, I believe, in the shoulder. And then the other two, you know, they took off running as soon as shots were fired.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Through a hole in the fence, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. So she stopped that. The interesting thing, or what I thought was neat about that one, is that she said that she mainly carried the gun that she had because her father wanted her to. But that after the incident, she said, you know, that she was glad that she did. So
there are a couple points in here that you make that I don't even know if you were aware that you made, but there are points that we focus on Armed American Radio, on the Sunday weekly program, as well as this show. And that is stay alert, stay alive, basically, right?
Uh-huh.
Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques. Prepare to avoid by being aware is what I like to say. I like to tie those three together. There's a couple things here. Let me quote some of what you wrote. Very telling. A recent robbery attempt was thwarted when the would-be victim fought back against her assailants, sending one to the hospital with a gunshot wound, the other two fleeing from the scene. Here's what she said, but what the suspects didn't know was that their intended victim also had a gun. Honestly, as you said, I mostly carry it because my dad wanted me to. Now I'm glad I listened. As one of the suspects grabbed her, Crystal reached for her gun, turned around, and fired a shot. She struck one of the suspects in the shoulder, and the other two ran off. Of course they did. Now, here's what I found interesting about this. Crystal was not injured during the altercation, but she admitted she never thought anything like that would ever happen to her. How many times do we have to repeat, Jennifer, and have you heard covering these stories, I never thought it could happen to me?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Every single day. And that's what I want to impart to you. Please pay attention when you hear these stories. The rest of Talk Radio Nation isn't reminding you of this today. They're all talking about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and foreign money. Woo-hoo. You're going to get a fill of that when you get home from work today. Or maybe you already did get a fill of that when you got home from work today. And you can turn it on TV and watch it all day long. None of them are telling you this. She also said this. Learn how to protect yourself if you don't know how. Be more aware. I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings at all. And that tells you, Jennifer, pretty much everything you need to know. Could the crime have been avoided? Maybe not, right? However, if she was more aware of her surroundings, it could have turned out differently, couldn't it have?
Right, right. And she even said, you know, that she wasn't paying attention to her surroundings at all, you know.
Get your face out of that telephone. Hang up and drive, in other words, even when you're walking down the street.
Right.
All right. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Avoid. The best way to never have to use your defensive firearm is to never become a victim in the first place. More Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses when we come back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often, we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, make sure you tweet me your thoughts at AARMark, at AARRadio, at AARRadio, and at AARMark. Make sure to do so. Whether you're listening to the program live, whether you're listening to it delayed, whether you're listening to it on a podcast, we will respond to your tweets. Let me know what you're thinking about. I was talking about the top news talk stories yesterday: ISIS violence, Iran nuclear program controversy, 2016 presidential prospects, police shootings controversies. Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. I will say this about the police shootings controversies. If you don't want to get shot by the cops, quit having confrontations and run-ins with the cops. Quit breaking the law. Let's give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's say all cops are bad racists that want to hurt you. You know what your best bet is? Quit breaking the law. Quit having run-ins and confrontations with law enforcement. If you get stopped, assume that he's going to shoot you in the back. Don't run. That's not blaming victims. That's just smart, good advice. Stay on one side of the law and avoid confrontation. Sean, is that bad advice?
No, I think it's good advice. I wouldn't run.
All right. Just
I wouldn't.
It's real simple. It's real simple. If you don't want to get arrested for robbing a liquor store, don't rob a liquor store. If you don't want to get stopped for speeding, don't speed. If you do, expect you might get pulled over.
If you have wants and warrants in your speeding, you're just an idiot.
That's
let's
true.
Let's go back to Jennifer Cruz's DG uses. I heard her chuckle there for a second, Jennifer. Is that bad advice, Jennifer?
No, that sounds like pretty sound advice to me.
Right. If you don't want to murder rap, don't murder somebody, right? You don't want to get choked by the cops because you're on the street corner selling cigarettes. Don't sell cigarettes on the street corner in front of the store who called the cops because you're taking his business away and you are violating the law. And I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. The cops were wrong. You're dead. Does it really matter? That's just common sense. I don't know. Okay, back to Jennifer Cruz's DG uses. That is a done deal. That's the name of your segment. That's a beautiful thing. We have another topic. Suspect dead after home invasion, robbery, and rape. You want to take this one away?
Uh-huh. This is another lady. She was at home asleep. I believe it was three people broke into her house. Them breaking in, you know, woke her up. Two of the guys went through the house and, you know, ransacked it, took whatever it was they were looking for, valuables or whatnot. One of the guys, who was armed with a gun, went into her bedroom and raped her at gunpoint. When he was done with his business, he demanded that he wanted cash from her. You know, he wanted more money. So she told him, you know, that she didn't have any money there, or whatever, and it wasn't good enough for him. So, you know, he kept on, and so she finally told him that her neighbor down the way keeps all of her cash there at his house. I don't know if that was just a ploy or what, but so she led him to her neighbor's house, and as they approached, which he is actually staying in a camper outside of a business nearby there, as they approached, you know, she started yelling for him to help her or whatever. Well, he called 911, and I guess the suspect could tell that he was on the phone with the police, so he fired a shot into the air and told him, you know, get off the phone or whatever. Well, what he didn't know was that the gentleman that was calling 911 also had a gun. So the suspect pointed a gun at him, and the neighbor fired back at him and shot him in the chest and killed him. And that was the end of that.
That pretty much was the end of that. Congratulations. Congratulations to the neighbor. Now, pretty stupid criminal who wouldn't think that a guy living in a camper in Gadsden, Alabama might have a gun.
All right.
That speaks volumes to the intelligence of this kid. And I say kid because he was 17-year-old male.
Uh-huh.
Ask me if I'm sympathetic.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
Absolutely not am I sympathetic. The 17-year-old got exactly what he deserved and what he asked for. Underground. One less criminal who will turn 18 and prey on someone else's daughter, mother, sister, grandma, or wife.
Mm-hmm.
Good for the neighbor. Congratulations to him. These stories, Jennifer, are... I don't want to say, well, I guess I can say they're fascinating to me. I never, ever, ever get tired of reading these.
Yeah.
Regardless of the source. You know, I wrote a couple books where I talked about lessons from armed America and lessons from unarmed America. And we put the word lessons in there for a reason, because we want people to learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Isn't that what motivates you to tell these stories?
Yeah, I mean, that for sure. I mean, and when I first started writing them, I mean, I was amazed at how many there are out there that you just don't hear about. And, you know, that was really, I mean, when I first started writing them, I mean, that was just really the thing that stood out to me is, you know, it's like I started doing a couple and it's like I knew that the stories were out there, but then it's like once I started searching for them, I mean, I'm just amazed at how many are there and you just don't ever hear about them.
Yeah, it's. I guess that's the fascinating aspect of it. It's why we wanted to do this segment on a regular basis with you, and it's a large part of the motivation for Armed American mm-hmm. Radio's quote-unquote daily defense.
Mm-hmm.
These are stories that when you hear the left berate you for being a gun owner and tell you that a gun in your hand, you're more 80 more times more likely, whatever bull crap they're spouting at that moment in time about your right to keep and bear arms from whatever leftist group who knows nothing about guns yet calls themselves safety experts, whatever that means, mm-hmm. however they define that. This is what's actually happening in America. These are the little blurbs that happen in Pennsylvania, listeners in Pennsylvania. Listeners in Arkansas, these are the little blurbs. Listeners in Albuquerque, New Mexico, these are the little blurbs you read in your local papers.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and those of you wherever you happen to be listening, here in Georgia, Albany, it doesn't make any difference. You see these little blurbs, but there's no single source for this. But Jennifer, you are a single source, and that's guns.com. You're one of a couple great sites out there where people can find this information. And, you know, sometimes things don't always turn out the way we'd like them to turn out in a situation. There's a story about a woman who shot her husband in self-defense, mm-hmm. but was in turn shot by responding officers, isn't there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, this just happened just this week, I believe, or over the weekend. This was in Huntsville, Alabama. This woman, there was a history of domestic violence. They were still married, but, you know, the husband was estranged. They weren't together. She was living with her mother. She had an active restraining order out, you know, for him. And he broke into the home. He was armed with a handgun, I believe, and a knife.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Before you go any further, there was an active restraining order against him?
Yes. Yes.
And he broke in the home?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he was armed.
Uh-huh.
With a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
So a new law, maybe we should make a new law in there that says doing all of those things by breaking the law is uh-huh. another violation in and of it. Maybe we should create a new law.
Right, right.
All right.
That would help.
We've got 30 seconds. I wanted to interrupt you because we didn't have enough time to finish this. Suffice to say, can you stick with us through the break?
Sure, yeah.
Great. We'll finish this one when you come back with us after we come back from the next commercial break. But the officer who fired the shot, she was actually shot. The officer asked her to drop her or demanded that she drop her weapon after the shooting. And she turned around, probably in shock, adrenaline, and everything else, turned around with a gun in her hand, and the officer fired at her, striking her once in the hip. He's been placed on administrative leave, and everybody's going to be okay. No charges have been filed at this time. More with Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses when we come back.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, it's great to be here with you today and every day. Serial Craigslist robber gets shot after stabbing intended victim. Jennifer Cruz's DG uses, that's defensive gun uses. Love that name. It's going to stick. Jennifer, welcome back to the show. We closed out with the last one. I wanted to wrap that one up quick so we could move into this one here. Tell us about this guy. This guy's a real beauty, huh?
Yeah. This guy, he was basically running Craigslist scams. He was looking for people who were looking for vehicles to buy, and he would pretend that he had a vehicle for sale and then, you know, set these people up and try to rob them. Well, and I don't know how long he'd been doing this, but this is actually kind of two DGUs in one. He had met up with a gentleman and his grandson earlier this month. They were supposed to buy a truck. When they got to the location where they were supposed to get the truck or, you know, whatever, the suspect, he pulled out a knife and held it to the grandson's throat and demanded for the grandfather to give him, you know, the cash that he had to buy the truck from him, which, of course, you know, there was no truck to begin with. But eventually they, you know, the grandpa just said, you know, it's not worth it, just, you know, and gave him the money. Well, he didn't have all of the money with him for whatever reason. And so, you know, the suspect got all, you know, been out of shape about it. And but anyway, long story short, he ended up running off, and the grandpa, he was armed, fired a couple shots at him. Well, he ended up missing. The guy ran off into the woods. Well, I mean, you would think that after getting shot at, he might learn his lesson and find another line of work, but he didn't. So I believe it was just a few days later, tried the same thing again with someone else. He went with a guy and his buddy to go pick up this truck. When he gets there, and the one guy walks off with him, you know, supposedly to look at the vehicle. Well, then his friend sees him, and he's, you know, bent over, and come to find out, the suspect had stabbed him. So then he comes running towards the guy that's still sitting in the car. Well, he had a gun in the center console, pulled it out, shot the guy as he was still running towards him. They got in the car, and they drove off, you know, to get to a safe place and called the police and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, he was real bright.
Yeah. You know, you have a caption underneath this guy's photograph. You can tell by looking at him, he's loser central. Jeffrey Tyrone Smith was his name. We love giving names out. Go look at his photograph. Jeffrey Tyrone Smith was released from prison in August and arrested again twice last month on drug and false imprisonment charges. Of course he was. Yet we're going to continue to let these people out of jail. Mm-hmm. And while the liberals park their Priuses in their double-wide garages behind their gated homes in la-la land and think these things can't happen to them, they do happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you write about them every single day. We're going to highlight these, and we're going to continue to drive this home so that every time someone hears the, oh, you're just a paranoid wacko gun nut. God, why do you carry a gun? Why are you so paranoid for? You've heard it, see? You can answer that. You don't have to. It's not paranoid to take your self-defense seriously. Why are you so paranoid that you have two fire extinguishers in your home?
Right.
Why are you so worried about a fire?
It's about being prepared, not paranoid, right.
Preparation and paranoia are two entirely different things. Thank you for bringing that up. Why do you have insurance that you hope to God you never have to use?
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's preparation. Why do we teach children stop, drop, and roll in schools? Right? It's preparation. Because guess what? There are bad people out there. Jeffrey Tyrone Smith will eventually be released again. I can guarantee you that. He's going to get out. And you know what he knows? He knows how to rob you. That's what Jeffrey Tyrone Smith knows. And there are millions of them out there. And they prey on you. They do. Jennifer, I hate to tell you, I wish you didn't have a job writing about this stuff, but you do.
Yeah.
And let's do one more real quick. We've got just a couple minutes. Pick one. Pizza guy with a gun stops attempted robbery. Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah. This has been a kind of a common thing lately, seems like. I mean, basically, this guy was out. It was in Douglas, Georgia, went to deliver a pizza, and there wasn't a whole lot of details released about this, which is one thing I've noticed about these DGUs, too. But there wasn't a whole lot of details, but he, at some point out on the delivery, he was approached by this guy who was armed with a pipe and, you know, came at him demanding money, and the delivery driver pulled out a gun, and he changed his mind real quick. And he got in his car and drove off, and that was pretty much the end of it.
So, well, authorities later caught up with this guy's name is Antavius McTeer, who learned that you don't bring a pipe to a gunfight. And, you know, did he learn his lesson? No, he probably didn't any more than the beauty that we just mentioned before learned his lesson, got shot twice. Who's been shot at before. This one, unfortunately, Antavius McTeer is not going to learn his lesson. He will do this again, and he will get caught, and he will get out again, and he will continue to prey on people just like you, or your spouse, or your daughter, or your son, or your mother, or your father. So stay alert. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Looking forward to weekly segments with you. I love the name, Jennifer Cruz's DGUs. We're going to have a lot of fun with you. It's actually kind of scary, but we're going to have more of these to talk about next week with you because you're going to have more stories to write about. And they will be dated every single day next week as well. Jennifer, thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Sean, that's pretty scary stuff.
Yep.
But unfortunately, we're going to have more Jennifer Cruz's DGUs to talk about week after week after week, and we're going to continue to drive this home week after week after week. That's day after day. Very quickly, Tennessee governor amends guns in parking lots law to protect workers. That's a beautiful thing. According to the report, there's an arms race playing out in Nashville where lawmakers have been fighting for and against the rights of workers to take guns to work. Governor Bill Haslam signed into law the controversial guns in parking lots bill. But the original law, which stated citizens with permits to carry guns can keep them in their cars on company property, even if the employer bars them, only protected citizens against prosecution, not firearms, or not firing, excuse me. The Tennessee Firearms Association dubbed the law the Lose Your Job If You Commute Act. Pro-gun politicians have now fixed the law. Quoting, no employer shall discharge or take any adverse employment action against an employee solely for transporting or storing a firearms ammunition in an employee parking lot. Now, take a listen to this, because tellingly, listen, the amended bill had overwhelming support in Nashville's GOP-dominated state house, but was opposed by guess who? Can you guess? Say it with me. Starts with a D, but was opposed by Democrats, gun control advocates, and the state chamber of commerce. It's outrageous, said House Democratic Caucus Chairman Mike Stewart. He told Fox News, businesses are now forced to allow people with weapons on their private property. What's next? Are we going to have a law that forces a family to let an armed person into their living room? Where does it stop? He said. Where does it stop? I don't have enough time to answer that right now because we've come to an end of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, USCCA on AAR.com to win a gun a day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Don't go away. Carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.